USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's legal team is appealing a ruling by the Maine Secretary of State that he is ineligible to appear on that state's GOP primary ballot. The appeal filed in Maine's Superior Court, Shenna Bellows says it's been a tough few days dealing with death threats.
I certainly worry about the safety of people that I love, people around me, and people who are charged with protecting me and working alongside me.
While speaking to CNN, Bellows said she intends to, quote, adhere to the process. Republicans and Democrats are criticizing her decision as immigration reform debates are teed up to resume on Capitol Hill in the new year. House Speaker Mike Johnson will visit the U.S.-Mexico border. Immigrant crossings have been at record levels in recent months. This as four ports of entry are being reopened today amidst the influx. In D.C., Democrats and Republicans will restart negotiations on border policy changes in exchange for Ukraine funding when Congress returns next week. The president of Harvard University is stepping down amidst controversy. Claudine Gay announced her decision Tuesday. This comes in the wake of allegations against Gay, including plagiarism and an on-campus a scandal over anti-Semitism. Gay became the university's first black president in July. The first iteration of Mickey Mouse is now in the public domain. The version of the iconic character, which first appeared in the short film Steamboat Willie, is now being made available for use by creatives and artists without requiring permission. The copyright on Steamboat Willie expired as 2024 began. A breakthrough in medical science holds the potential to bring an end to acne. Scientists at the University of California, San Diego claim to have developed a vaccine, but it won't hit the market for five or so years. This is USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is gonna be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A new documentary featuring the parents of acquitted child killer Casey Anthony is airing this week. The show called The Lie Detector Test will appear on A&E Thursday night. It's in addition to the earlier Peacock docuseries released in 2022 titled Casey Anthony, Where the Truth Lies.
There is a reason top mom Casey Anthony did not take the stand to tell her truth, because she could not weather or undergo or survive an intense cross-examination.
Court TV and HLN host Nancy Grace speaking to Fox News. In the new documentary, Casey Anthony's parents take a lie detector test live on camera and then are faced with each other's answers and results. It's set to air Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern on A&E. The East Coast prepares for a winter wallop this weekend. Forecasters are saying they expect that storm to bring snow, rain, and wind. Shares in electric vehicle maker Rivian have taken a tumble. The company's shares dropped 10% on Tuesday. Figures show the Illinois-based EV maker built roughly 500 more cars than the number of orders it had to fill in the last quarter. Heading into 2024, we learn there is a declining number of Americans who enjoy drinking beer.
Beer Marketers Insights, which is an industry group, reports a shift in consumer preferences away from beer to other alcoholic beverages. This marks the first time since 1999 that beer shipments are expected to dip below 200 million barrels. I'm Skip Kelly.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.